Big crowd today. We gotta start early. We're starting the daf early. We're starting davening early.
We don't have to start early.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's early.
Chapel's not back yet.
No,
I don't think I saw him last night. You weren't here last night, right?
Who?
You were in last night?
I was here talking to you by Mary.
Oh. I don't think I saw Chapel. Okay. Interesting Gemaras these days. Or interesting Gemaras. Not like. We're finishing. One second. When are we finishing? Ayin Beis is. Today's what? Today's Tuesday? Feels like crazy days. I don't know what's going on. Today's Ayin is. Today. Ayin Aleph is Wednesday. Thursday's Ayin Beis. We're finishing Thursday. Friday, we're starting Brachos HaSfina. I ain't getting one. Basically, Shabbos is 100 plot left to the Sechta. Verstehst?
On this coming Shabbos?
Yeah.
Kimmedik is Shabbos.
This coming Shabbos,
yeah. 2 days.
No, no. 100 plot. Very interesting.
3 months from Tishrei, Cheshvin. Middle Cheshvin.
December. December something.
What's
this? Some people who don't know the holidays. Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Always count on you. Always count on you.
Except when it comes to pizza.
How long would it take you to make pizza for 50 bachram? You have to prep it beforehand, right?
You're making a welcome party?
I'm thinking twice a week I should make pizza for the oil.
Cheese
or
meat?
Who?
Cheese
or meat? Cheese. Oh, meat,
maybe. 101. How much, what size beds do you have? 39 inch? You need bigger. You make twice a week.
A few big boys. A few of those guys, you know. The whole hand goes into the pants, you know. Those guys. Actually, I have two guys who lost a lot of weight. Like, yeah, young. When you're young, you can lose weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, they put their head to it, they lose it. You know. Well, my guy, Spät. Okay, let's wait another minute. The what? Nice, no? It really lights up the path. I hope the neighbors behind won't complain. You think they complain? You think it's too light for them? I mean, why would it bother them at night? If anything, it makes it better. How's that?
I'm just finding this. The beginning of COVID.
He's on the cover condition? Yeah.
He's with me on his house.
Oh, his problem is house.
Yeah, his family.
That's a disaster. At the beginning, they thought that you can't do a tire. There were people that didn't get tires. Right at the beginning.
Depends which neighborhood.
I think even Lakewood, at the beginning, they weren't doing tires. I think for the first little bit.
What do you mean, first little bit, till when?
A few days, till they chopped it, no difference.
My grandfather was Kimmel Nissen.
And the tire? Who did Chaim?
Chaim wasn't so into it then.
Chaim was sick then. Maybe he got sick for like a month.
It was, I know, Moshe David.
He did a lot of that. You know what's crazy? A guy who worked in COVID had as much experience as a guy who worked in the Kavadish for 50 years. You know what I mean? Alright, so you have more experience than a guy who did it for 50 years.
Only one of them was with him before.
And what were the other ones?
Kishigami.
Alright, ready to start? It's Rosh Chodesh today.
Thank you last night for the right one.
Charlie's back or he's not back? Like, he's not going to tell anybody anything. He's going to fall off the face for a few days. And you see a guy with a backwards cap and a big Mugga Dubba chain walking around Harlem. John, what is going on? I got to get away a little bit. Pants are down halfway. Got to fit in. I don't get mugged.
What did you dream about last night?
I don't dream. I don't have time to dream.
Dream.
It doesn't register. Falls Am Zedman Rachel Shavu Shlema Omer Mekasim Ben Ona Esther Brian the Miriam as Rezal Soro Yis Yitzchak Mishalam as Yaakov and from its Tzvi Shana Min Esoyz Mavaz Bezal Shem Shmu Rachel Leo. She got a kid in the Avram Megillo. She keep on fighting. Soros Hashem as Mashal as Slocho Esther was Chayyafa and David Ben Miriam Peril and Biyam Yehuda Ben Sari Yechet. She have a Refu Shalema. Zokti Gemara, today is Rosh Chodesh. We have to start early. Sorry for all the people that think we don't start on time. Well, today you're going to miss it. Amarav, thank you for switching the combination. It was a good switch because I saw every single bocha trying to get in there. So, thank you.
My son told me that you got to change your bathtub.
Change it.
What?
I'm not putting bocha in there right now, so I'm not touching it. Right now, it's just for Blaze and his family. Amarav. Kol she'olin loy bechevel. What do you think about the backyard? It's like an oasis, no? Amarav. Kol she'olin loy bechevel. It's, yeah, put lights by the path all the way through.
You're
going
to start? No, it's very nice. Amarav. There's no issue. Good thing they're Ernst the guys,
because
if I was there.
A lot of weed smoking.
It's
a chimney in the middle. You could go right out, you know. Amarav, kol she'olin loy bechevel have a shear. And this is what we're saying is that when you say chutz me'ilane, what constitutes a tree? Kol she'olin bechevel, you got to climb it with a rope, have a shear. Kol she'ein olin loy bechevel loy have a shear. That means it's not a big tree. It's a small little tree. It's a little sapling. The Dine Goyle Amri, Dine Goyle, Raj Ram says, Shmuel Vekarno. So they say, Kol Shal Oil Kovshir Le Havashir, Kol Shal Oil Kovshir Le Havashir. It means when the animal goes around the tree to plow and whatever they do around the tree bends in. It means that the tree is a little small tree. That's not called a tree. But if it's solid tree, solid bark, it doesn't bend, that's a good tree. That's called a shear. That would be a shear when you say Ilani. And the Gemara says, Veloi pligi. The truth is that they're both not arguing. They're not arguing. Habadikla bilani. When it comes to a day tree, particularly is a buxa tree, a day tree. Day tree, you can't, I don't know if you guys ever saw a palm tree, but one's a friend, Chaim Echamer Busha, would be the first one to tell you that you cannot climb a palm tree. There's no branches, only up high. The only way to climb a palm tree is with a rope. Can't climb it. I'm sorry to say. But okay, you say you could, he says you can't.
I can't because of my weight.
Rishbam says you can't. Sha'il Khajda Shia Lis Shaikh with the Blay Khevel Ul Mchol Shah Lona's idea enough him I'm a spatzlim chotzad. When it comes to a day tree, you can't. Right? Anyway. Okay. So actually, there is a Hagoyes Tzayinim that says besides for Machi. Actually, I didn't have that till this morning. You can't only because it's the oil kosher. No, it's the oil kosher. You got both problems in one tree. They're good crackers, actually. You want a good piece of herring with that. Anyway, Boyim Nei Rav Acha Barahunam Arsheshes. Chutz Mechorov Ploini, Chutz Mesadon Ploini Mahu. So the Gemara says, when you say, when you buy a field, any sycamore tree or a sadon or a choruv that's murkav, that's, how do you call that? Not engraved. What do you call murkav?
Grafted.
Grafted. That's what Chapel did the whole night in Harlem. Graffiti with the necklace. I could see Chad walking down, big neck, you know, relaxing. Anyway.
I guess the necklace he borrowed from his partner.
That blue convertible is, you know, part of the.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For those that can handle it.
Weed station. Anyway.
It's going to be in the next month.
What happened? Didn't you just say about weed? What did you say?
He did. He said
his next fundraiser is going to happen.
It did already.
Instead of feed the buffer, weed the buffer.
Anyway. So, the Gemara says, if you sell a field, it's always excluded these chashuva trees. What happens if you specify something, a new thing? Chutz mecharov plani, chutz mesadam plani. So what you do is, you specify a specific tree that you don't want to include. Mao, oisei charuv v'dilekani ha-shachruv v'mkani. Oidilma, shachruv v'nam lekani. Or even not kani anything. Amalei lekani. So the Rashbam says, he speaks out, do you say that because you spoke out, what's the shaila? Do you say because you spoke out chutz, you must mean dafka chutz, this tree, but everything else is included in the sale, which is different than usual. Usually, any choruv that's murkav, a grafted buxer, or a sycamore tree, sadan a sycamore, that's not included in the sale, because it's choshev an atzmai. But over here, since you said chutz this tree, so it means this tree, chutz, everything else is included, even though usually you won't. Or, that's one side. Or the other side is no shaykhis. Of course, everything else is not included. You're not changing the regular way of inclusiveness in the contract, of non-inclusiveness in the contract. Of course, the regular way that you sell a field does not include chorav amurkav and sadan asikamo. I said, why did you say this? So, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rishbam says, you said this to tell you halacha of meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, that when it comes to this tree, you want to leave yourself a path. According to Rabbanon, it's to tell you that when it comes to this tree, you don't want to have any shiloh. So, it's a special tree. To you, this tree means a lot. So, you're putting in the contract this tree, even though everything else is not included anyway. But this tree, you don't want to end up in Bezdin Lagabe, this tree. Gabi, the other trees you're willing to fight, figure it out afterwards. But this tree, you want to, Litfuye Shtara, Rishbam says. Shufa the Shtara. Everything else is it's a normal thing that's not included. Those are the two tzedakim in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lamaisa loy kana. Of course, you loy kana everything else because that's all, the norm is the inakaina. And the reason why he said chutzma this, for either reason that we just said, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabban. Eisve chutz mecharov pliny. A guy says, except for a specific tree, chutz mesadam pliny loykana. My love, oisachar with loykana. Hashakrum kana. The Gemara is bringing a raya. Amalei look loy. I feel the shakrum now loykana. Teda. Deal amalei sadam mechur. Look, if I tell you, I'm selling you my field. Chutz mesadam pliny. This is a bunch of fields here. Except a specific field, I'm not selling you. Hahiud loykana. Hachri nasukana. So you tell me you're kind of my other fields? Because I said chutz. Of course not. I'm not even handling the other fields. And the Gemara is stelling the two. Same thing over here with the trees. When you sell a field, the sycamore tree and the char of the amurkav is not included in the sale. It's pashut. So why would you think? Because you said chutz also on something that's never included in the sale is included. Mechtesi. The Gemara blies with that. Ikedami. Now we're changing up a little bit. Chatzi charov pliny. Chutz mechatzi sadam pliny. It's not the whole tree. It's half. Mao. Shachrum vadlekani. The rest of the tree is zichan akani because that's what we just said. They're not included in the sale. Hamashashai vayis the charov kani. Whatever you left over in that tree, because he said chutz from this part of the tree, it must be the other part you are selling. Aydom afilu mashashai vayis charov. Namal lekani. Amal lekani. Eis vechutz mechatzi charov. The only reason why I brought this in, because you would think that when you say chatzi charuv, that's already a situation where you're leaving over half, you're not selling a half the tree. So this would be a little different than the case before. And the Gemara believes that no, it's not, and it's the exact same case. And of course, the other trees that are never included in the sale are still not included in the sale. And even this half of this tree is not included in the sale. Why do you say chutz with this? For specific reasons, like we said before, you want to wait for the tree, you want to have a mahalach according to Rekiva, or you want to shuf for the shtar. That's the end of this Gemara. Now the Gemara brings in a whole amid of things that are really not relevant to what we said, but because we said Daini Goylo, so the Gemara brings in, Rishbam says, Mishum the Daini Goylo Nakal Ahacha. So Boi Minei Rav Amram, because we say a halacha of Daini Goylo in a minute, you'll see, and maybe that's why I brought in this whole story. Boi Minei Rav Amram Rav Chizda, Hamavke Tzchaver B'Shtar, somebody who entrusts his friend with something, but with a shtar. So basically, I give Shuli my Rolex. Better yet, Avi gives Charlie the Rolex. And Charlie...
Never going to happen again.
Charlie says, I don't know, I just gave it back. You don't remember? I threw it back to your middle table. Threw it back.
Quite
memorable. The question over here is, do you have a shtar? So Avi, he didn't just... entrust Charlie with the...
Here you at
Aiden. Yeah. Charlie said I didn't do anything wrong. Told me three times. I don't know what the deal is. Avi wasn't made. I told him it's to buy a new one. Yeah, I don't know what I did wrong. All right. Anyway. Like a rich guy once told me. He says, you have a real Rolex and everybody knows that it's fake. I have a fake Rolex and everybody knows that it's real.
Yeah.
So, might as well buy a fake one.
That's why people wear fakes. The same reason that people wear real.
Very good. It used to be if you saw someone with a fancy thing, it was fake. Today, unfortunately, it's not like that. You see people with these big rings and things, you're like, are you nuts? Would you mortgage the whole country to buy your stupid ring?
The concept is I'm rich enough to buy fake.
Right. Eichemadrega, yeah. But look at Avi. Boy, I'm Rav Amram Rav Chizda. So basically, Avi did not trust Charlie just with giving it over. He did is he had two Edim. Shuli and Tyner were Edim on a shtar that he gave his Rolex. Now Charlie comes, he's only exact look. I know, you don't remember yesterday I gave it back to you? And Lang is like, I know what you're talking about. I'm out. Charlie could have said it got lost. And it not got lost, it got stolen. And I was away, I didn't have, but somebody came and stole it. Mehmen. So now he's also believed. Lang could say, what do you mean? You're not believed. It's a migu mokum edim. Shtar could be other my boy. Where's the shtar? If you gave it back to me, you'd ask me back for the shtar. What happened to the shtar?
I have the shtar.
starve.
Right.
So what? When you gave it back to me, so why you call, if you gave it back to me, say, wouldn't you ask me for the shtar? I have a shtar with Edom. I could take you to court. Are you nuts? It's $10,000 value, whatever it is. $20. Depends who you are. So basically, it's a migu makam Edom. That's a riot. He didn't give it back because nobody would do this. So Gemara says, I'm in Mehaman. He's believed. Charlie's believed. V'leim l'shtarach b'yod my boy. What do you mean? She says, shtarach b'yod my boy. I'm l'vil tamech, I'm l'nensu. Mimatz, I'm l'shtarach b'yod my boy. What do you mean? If you say nensu, is he believed? I shtarach b'yod my boy. So obviously, shtarach b'yod is not a tainam. Rishbam says, he says like this. For when it comes to halva, first of all, there's no such thing. It means if I have a shtar that I lent you $100,000, and you say, oh, I paid you yesterday, you don't remember? No, one second. I have a shtar in my hand. If you paid me, you would take the shtar back. Remember, you don't pay me back $100,000 and leave the shtar in my hand. And over there, there's no taina of nensu. By halva, there's no taina of nensu, because milvah loytza. So if I give Shuli $100,000, and he says, oh, nensu, what do you mean nensu? It's Mevul Aitzah, there's no Nensu on money. So there's no Taina Nensu, so you don't have a Migu. And you can't say you pay me back because the Migu Makam Edom, because you want to leave the Shtar by me. But when it comes to Pikadon, there is a Taina Nensu. Charlie could say, it was Nensu. I'm sorry, I feel terrible. I did everything I can. I tried finding off the robber, the guy took it. Nothing I could do. Over there, there's no Shtar could be other by boy. Because, what should I do? So if he's believed with that migu, then he's believed with the migu of Achzarti. Believe me that I gave it back to you, because I could have said Nensu, and over there you have no taina. So yeah, Achzarti by itself is a good taina. Lang could say, what do you mean? Why if you gave it back, why didn't you take the shtar? Why would you leave a room for Kokis? But migu the Nensu, that you'll be believed. So Gemara says, Amalei, you're right.
Why? Really? I do have a taina of saying
shtar. Not by Nensu.
I do. It just doesn't make sense.
So it's not a taina.
So that doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to a case where it does make sense.
It does apply, but I could have said Nensu. So believe me that what I'm saying is exactly, that's true. What happened with the shtar? I didn't get a chance to take it back. Whatever. I was, what's called? I think Rishbam says that even. Yeah, Rashbam says, Hilkach, lematzim mitem mafkit shtarchi b'yodim my boy, v'lamalu l'shakim makam edin, lo yidami. D'ha ovid inish l'mitchi v'amar avadati ashtari. You could say, I lost a shtar. V'nifkin nami lo havachayash ashtari, shna hava matz l'mifte nashe, v'tan asoynas. Means Charlie didn't bother with the shtar so much, because I could have really said oynas, so like, I'm not so into this.
I don't need it as proof down
there. Right, because oynas, you don't believe me, oynas. Amalei, Mar says, you're right. So this point is a good point. But soif, ki amale nensu, means Charlie's not off the hook when he just says nensu. Lav shvua boy, he has to make a shvua. Can I my neman, neman shvua? Means Mar says, yeah, you are neman. Charlie is neman, but with a shvua. He's not just off the hook by just saying, I gave it back to you with the tainas nenas and whatever. Because even tainas nenas needs a shvua. So Mela, the Gemara is coming out, you are believed, but you need to make a shvua. That's the end of the Gemara. So now Gemara continues in this thing all the way to the Mishnah. It's part of the same thing. Lema b'plugs nahayin tanoi. We say that this machloikis is machloikis tanoi. The Tanya. Shtar kis hayotza yosoymen. So you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gave money to Shimon to make a deal. He gave him $100,000. He says, you're going to invest it and we're going to split the profits. That's what he did. Shimon died. This guy Reuven comes to his son and says, listen, your father owes me $100,000. That's the case. So Shtar Kisa Yotza Yisoymim. So Daini Goyla, this is why we bring it in, because Daini Goyla. Amri Nishba. V'goy v'kuloi. You take everything. You collect the whole entire, all the money. You make a shvua, you collect everything. They didn't pay you back, you collect everything. Daini Etz Shol Amri. No. Nishba V'goy v'mechtsim. You only get half. Everybody holds an aradoi. What's an aradoi? The amin aradoi, hay iska palga milva, palga mikadoin. This goes back to Bamitzia days, Ezan Eshech, with the Gemara in over there. It says, if I go with the shuli, I say, shuli, I'm giving you 100 grand. I want to make a deal. It's 50-50 profit. Now, the problem is, milva is loitza. Shuli is responsible for the whole entire halva. So how is that not ribis? He's working for me. He's giving 50% to me, but he's responsible for the whole loan. That's a problem of ribis. So what they did is, Chum said that any time you make a deal with someone, it becomes half pikadon and half halva. So it means half he's not responsible, you're not responsible for, and half you are responsible for. He ends up getting the 50, he gets 50%, plus he gets a little more of a chelik, he ends up getting 2/3, basically. And that's for the extra work that he's doing for me, he gets a little more of a chelik. So it's not a 50-50% split, and it's not a 50, and it's not a 50-50, and it's not a all achrayis on the investor, on the managing partner, because we're both responsible, because 50% alva, 50% pikadon. So we both have equal responsibility, and the guy who's doing the investment, not the investor, the other guy, the guy who's working, the working partner ends up getting a little more. He has to get a little more for his work that he's doing for you. So
on top of the 50-50, I thought you just
had
to pay him.
No, he gets more. Rambam says he gets. Keichet leila have a ribis man tarach mekabel palga the pikadon shem palga the milva. He gets 2/3. Has to be a schar ticha, otherwise no ribbis. Otherwise it'll still be ribbis. So he has to get a little more for the work that he's putting in for you. So Mela, on the, like we said before, on the half that's a milva, you're always mechuyev to give back. There's no tain on the half that's milva. So this guy gave, Reuven gave Shimon money, and now Shimon died, and he comes to the assignment. The half that's milva, Shimon's kids have to give back. It's alva, milva lo yitzon, and they have to give back. Half that pikadon, that's a shiloh. So then that's where the question is. The question is only on the half of the pikadon over here. So the amen and the highest kapagam al pikadon. My lab, how come you think? My savar, matzam ashtach bi'ala my boy. When it comes to the pikadon, the kids can say, the kids can't taina, Papa paid you back. Because if Papa paid him back, why did he leave the shtar in his hand? The half of all, you can never taina that. Because mivulay tzah. And you have to pay back. You have to pay back with a
shvuah. You have to make a shvuah.
Well, shvuah, yeah, zechut make a shvuah. But the question is, what does he make? What does he nishba v'noito? That's the question. That's where we start off. Nishba v'goyev mechzu, nishba v'goyev the whole thing. So v'halchabakim ma'ar sava and isa depare. If he paid him back, may ma'av amar. Means he would have said to the kids on his deathbed, he's like, you know, there's $1 million choyev here. We have $1 million business deal. That business deal that I have together with. The Shimon has together with Reuven. I'm just letting you know I paid him back. The fact they didn't say that, it must be he didn't pay back. Well, Meir said, no, Eimah Malchama was the answer. The guy died suddenly. You can't, that's not a taina. So Melo, that is, the Gemara once said, this is the Machlokes over here.
So what, how can you still be going with Kule?
I'm sorry. That's the Shaila. And that's the Gemara wants to shtel to our Gemara. The Gemara says, no. You can't shtel to that Gemara. The Kule Amo is Lud Reb Chisda. Everybody holds Reb Chisda. Reb Chisda is the one that says,
you don't say
shtel to the Gemara. So what's the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is if the father would have said something and didn't say anything. So there's no Shaks to our Gemara. So Shalach Rav Huna bar Oven, Hamafka Itzchaveir B'Shtar. If somebody entrusts his friend with a shtar,
so we still hold of Nardoi?
Yeah, Nardoi, everybody holds of.
So then how can you be Goyva Kuloi?
because it must be that he didn't pay it back, because if he paid it back, he would have told his kid something.
He doesn't have to pay it back. It's half pekudin.
No. Pekudin, you always, the mahava, you always have to pay it back.
Right.
The pekudin, you should have said something to the kids that you paid back, but you didn't say, so it must be you never paid it back.
He's not afraid to pay back on the pekudin part.
Well, you pay back the investment.
So then, how's it not ribbis?
No, if he loses it, he's not achroy. Not if
he lost it.
They're not tiny. Nobody's tiny that he's lost it. They're saying that he paid back. The Yisraim is saying he paid you back. That's what Yisraim is saying. No, if he loses, it's no problem. Zatimar shalach avunim ha'ovin ha'mafkes chavei b'shtar. Somebody trusts his friend with a star. Yeah, they should have tiny that. Somebody who entrusts his friend with a shtar, who gives him something, but also with a shtar. He's neman. He's neman, like we said, because you have a migu. The shtar kiss hayotzal yisoyim, same case that we just said. Nishbe v'gave kule. You gave everything. So Gemara says, I don't say tarti. You can't have both. In the first case, you're saying... The first guy would say he's neman because amigo. We don't say shtachan. Over here he's saying that he's not neman. So Gemara says, shiny hasam, by the case of the Yisoyimim, the Misa the Pari, Mimava Omar. There's two things over here. You have two things. You have, first of all, you have the shtar, shtachan b'yad my boy, and also, he didn't tell his kids anything when he died. So you have two advantages over here. So the guy says, it's impossible that your father pay me back, because, first of all, I have the shtar in my hand, and even if that's not enough of a taina, it's definitely, he would have told you something. It's $1 million deal. He wouldn't have died with leaving you over this mess if he paid you back.
This could be a $20 million deal.
Whatever. But you have two things over here. The point is, you have two things. You have Sai struck me, the side, the guy's holding on the shtar, and Sai, you have that. One by itself, maybe not.
So that's a shonat, because you just said that you only pay back half the other case when Sai son. So that's a shonat taina.
Of course it's a taina.
Well, it's fine, because then he would have been paid back in the regular case. We make no. The call between Sai and Nai. By tarte, what's
tarte means you have both. It means shtokhbeh by itself is not enough. But together with the taina.
No, tarte is a
stira. Yeah. That's not. But the Gemara's teretz. That's the Gemara's kasha. Shiny awesome. The Mishnah Purim Mimava Amar. Rishbam explains. The hashtag the ikka tarte. Shtar b'yala noisen. The gamlo tziva b'shas misa. Hilkim shrugayva. You have both. You have two advantages over here. That's why it's different. The other one, you only have one advantage. One advantage is not negated. Two is already an advantage. Rav Amar Hilchaso Nishba V'Goyva Mechtzo. Your Nishba and your Goyva half. That's halacha. Then we said we had a machlok as Dani Goyla is Israel, and he says that you only Goyva half. Amar Zutra Hilchaso Kedani Goyla. You go the whole thing. Amar Ravina Amar Zutra Amar Rava Nishba V'Goyva Mechtzo. What are you talking about? You said only Goyva half. Amar Anan the Dani Goyla Ipcha Masinale. We learned Dinah Goyla like Eretz. That's why we said that. We did not learn Dinah Goyla the way you learned Dinah Goyla. We had Dinah Goyla Eretz in our books. So in Mela, that's why we learned.
So the Lach is Goyva Mechza.
Goyva Mechza. I Dinah Goyla. Dinah Goyla the way we learned is like Eretz. Zok the Mishnah. Reb Lezer Mechisma. No. Sorry. Next. We're up to...
Perek Dalet.
Moving along over here. We're almost up to the, we're almost finishing here.
2 months.
Before we finish Babasa, we'll finish this. Shabbos, we have a 100 blind anniversary, or whatever you want to call it. Menzoim ha'ayim ezu chacham alem kol adam. Oh, ezu chacham alem kol adam. You got to learn from everybody. Shnei ma'akom alam de'iskalti. Ezu gibor, who's strong? Akovish is Yitzroy. A guy's able to overcome, like a vayimoyim matzav. Shnei ma'toyv erech b'ayim me'gibor. U'moyish b'ruchay me'loiked ir. Ezu asher, who's rich? Ooh. Somebody who wears a Rolex, a Sameach v'chalkoi. Shnei me'giyah kapecho kisoichol ha'ashrecha v'toyv loch. Ha'ashrecha b'alim ha'zeh v'toyv loch b'alim ha'bo. Eizu m'chubed, who's a respected person? A Lexus driver. Ha'machav z'abriya, shnei me'aki mechavdai ha'chabed v'ozei koilu. Somebody who respects other people, that's called a m'chubed. A guy who gives covet for under mention. What's our shkoch about this?
We were just talking about
him. Oh, okay. Yashikoyach, thank you very much. Have a great day.